Cornerstone Credit Union. Financial solutions.
Rock solid advice. Rock solid advice is exactly right. Financial solutions from Cornerstone Credit Union for this end of July. Yeah, we're wrapping it up. Joining us in studio, Lorna Cody, of course, Cornerstone Credit Union Marketing Director, along with Melissa Rippey. She is Cornerstone Credit Union Sterling and Milledgeville Branch Manager. Good morning, ladies.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Boy, we're just flying through summer here.
That's how it works.
4th of July and then Zoom, right? It just goes. But we're eating corn and good stuff.
Well, barbecuing and having all sorts of fun.
Yes.
I wish winter would go by this fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with that?
You know what?
It drags on.
Let's put that in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
What? I like that.
I'm all for
winter doesn't drag out.
Yeah. Well, I always say, I've been threatening to bottle up some of this that we have in the summer and break it out in February to see how that works.
Love that. That'd be a great idea.
But,
yes.
Yeah, so we're flying through. And, the great thing, Lorna, is we've had all our restrictions kind of moved off and into phase five. And that brings good news for the Beloit branch.
Yes. We are moving forward at Cornerstone. Our lobbies are opening up. We've just been very cautious and careful and making sure everything is good. But our South Beloit branch actually opened July 12th. For the Freeport branch just opened on Monday, July 26th. So
yesterday. Just
opened yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. And then our Sterling branch, where Melissa hangs out, is going to open on Monday, August 2nd.
Yay.
So we're kind of doing it in stages, making sure we're prepared and staffed, but ready to serve you. And just, to be specific, our lobbies, they will be open normal business hours for teller transactions. But we do prefer, if you have like a loan that you need to get and you want to meet with a financial service representative, we ask you to call and make an appointment.
Yes,
please.
It just
makes it easier for everybody. The lobbies will be closed still on Saturdays right now, but again, they are available by appointment. If you need an appointment and need to see somebody, we will do that on a Saturday with our financial service reps.
As long as staffing allows, we will.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes. Then, of course, we have our drive-ups
open
all the time, including on our normal hours on Saturday. Milledgeville is going to continue to be basically a drive-up branch, which works pretty well. So, but again, if you have a question, not sure if you need an appointment or something, give us a call, right, Melissa?
Yes, exactly.
We just had some remodeling at the Sterling branch that
Maybe
nobody's seen yet.
We've had a handful that have come in for appointments, actually more than a handful, but so they've been able to see that. But yes, while we closed for COVID, we were busy having walls knocked out and things like that. It looks very nice, so we're really excited to let everybody in so they can see that too.
Mm-hmm. And we do have the PPE in all of the branches, the plexiglass and
hand sanitizer. We have hand sanitizing wipes.
Keep everyone socially distanced.
Yes.
All of that. So we are again very careful and conscious of keeping everybody safe.
And there's certain hours, certain places open, certain branches that have drive-thru, but members, they can get to all of their information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Exactly. We have online banking. We have a mobile app. We do the mobile check deposit. We have ATMs at all of our branches. You can have a debit card with your checking and savings account. So really, you can pretty much do your banking 24/7. That way, remote access, and there's no cost to that. That's a convenience for our members. So we like to remind folks of that. And again, can I join a credit union? Yes, you can. Anyone can join, and because we're open to the community. We serve 11 counties in northwestern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. So pretty much if you're hearing our broadcast, right, you're likely you can join. So we invite you to do that.
It's local decision making. It's like just dealing with one of your neighbors.
Right. We're not shipping your loan off to some company in New York or something. It is local decision making. So we are a locally owned, member owned credit union. So I think a lot of people appreciate that and feel good about doing their banking with people that they know.
Everything a bank does But better.
Aw, you're catching on.
Better.
Good job, Tom.
He's a veteran on the stuff. Yeah.
Very true.
And also, you know, for the latest updates, you can always go to cornerstonecu.org or check out the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And for information, just give them a call. They have an 800 number. It's 800-711-3277, and all that information is updated often and frequently, and plus has a wealth of information on both sites.
Exactly. We try and not only keep you up to date on our promotions and what's going on with Cornerstone, but just have some educational information and community events and so forth. We earlier this month, we had a Rib Fest and up in South Beloit with the Rotary Club, and we were out there supporting them. So things are starting to happen, and we're getting involved again out in the community with fundraisers and so forth. So
a lot of people may have already done a road trip or maybe thinking about a road trip, or the next season is not too far away. You might be looking for a new vehicle, and CCU is currently offering auto loan special, right, Melissa?
That is right. We're right in the middle of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're purchasing a car, new or used, choose Cornerstone for the best deal. With rates as low as 1.5% APR, you're going to get an affordable loan. Plus, you can opt to delay payments for up to 60 days. And we offer protection options, including gap protection, which is guaranteed asset protection, mechanical repair coverage, and debt protection, which we'll touch on in a minute. Paying too much on your current car loan with another financial institution? Refinance at a better rate and save with Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm. Our rates are pretty competitive, so
very
check
competitive.
Us out.
I'm glad you're here to let me know what these abbreviations are, because
all that lingo.
Yeah. Well, there is, you mentioned a couple of things here that we're going to review. Is this the lowest interest rate I can get from any lender without extending the term?
Well, Tom, most loan terms range from 24 to 72 months. A lower rate matches a shorter term. So we can actually, you know, if you only have 30 months left on your car loan, we can match that up at 30 months and... Mm-hmm. You know, as long as the year of the vehicle qualifies that way, then we can go ahead and do that. And that way you're paying it off the same time frame. Or if you want to go a little bit shorter, you can as well to pay it off sooner.
Great way to save money.
Yep.
Get a better rate on that loan.
Interesting question. What's the total cost of this car?
That's a great question. It's not just that price. Final price on your vehicle would include tax, title, license, plus interest and any fees on your loan, and, of course, auto insurance and gas as well.
Something to think about.
Yes, always call your auto insurance company to get a quote to see how much a certain vehicle will be, because that I've seen that happen in the past where their insurance rates were very high for a certain vehicle, and they weren't aware that that would be that much higher. So you really want to make sure all those costs are figured in before you sign on the dotted line.
No surprises, and no, why did I get this thing?
Right, exactly.
Right. I don't want that to happen. What would my monthly payment be with a loan?
Well, your lender can calculate per rate and term, or you can also use our online loan calculator that we have on cornerstonecu.org. That will help you kind of figure what your monthly payment can be. Then you can figure in the monthly cost of insurance and monthly cost of gas, and then you kind of know the final amount that you would be spending.
Another service you find at ccu.org, the loan calculator for auto payments, is that available to anybody?
Anybody.
Yes.
It's right on our homepage, loan calculator. We've got calculators for, you know, several different things, but I think the loan calculator probably the most used. Just put in your interest rate, put in the amount you want to finance, and you know, you can get your monthly payment, which is something most people want to know. That's the they'll fit it in their budget, which we're going to talk about in a minute here. So it's just a free tool for you, for sure. Or again, ask, you know, come and see us or give us a call, and your financial service rep can also help you calculate those things.
Melissa, are there any available incentives that may bring down the costs of this loan?
Well, some auto dealerships may offer rebates or 0% financing. Take the rebate as financing a lower price because it costs less. The dealer will want you to finance at a shorter term to get the 0%, so maybe that may not work out in your budget. So you really want to look into that as well. But your rebates will come off the final price of your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think I have a pretty good idea about the service contract. Extended warranty is a cover. I'm not covered? You know, a lot of people kind of forget about that aspect as well.
Yes, and you'll want to check with your lender to see if they offer insurance or protection products that you don't have to purchase from the dealer. Cornerstone offers discounts on auto insurance, debt protection for the unexpected, gap insurance, mechanical repair coverage, which is the same as your extended warranty, but it's likely to cost less than what you would pay at the dealership. So definitely ask your FS, your financial service representative, mm-hmm. when you're meeting with them, and we always will talk to you about it as well to make sure that you're fully protected.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If the dealer's talking to you about these things, check with your lender first. I really highly recommend it. I've experienced that myself, so it's really good to do the math and see where you can save some money, you know, comparing apples to apples, especially the extended warranty products, I think, and the debt protection. Like Melissa, we have a great product.
Yes.
That, you know, again, just as the name says, it protects you if you might have an unexpected occurrence, a health issue, etc. So.
Yes.
Yeah, don't just kick mm-hmm. the tire and say, I'll take it.
Right.
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 Do your homework.
Yes,
yeah.
For sure. Agreed.
And I'm glad to see we're moving on. And something we're going to discuss is, Lorna, post-pandemic money move.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we are pretty much post-pandemic or at the moment, but, you know, a lot of mask mandates have gone away and restaurants opening again, life going back to somewhat normal here. And so, you know, we thought we'd share some forward-thinking money moves to make as you adjust to post-pandemic life, because we've all been through a lot of change and adjustments. So the first thing we say is review and adjust your budget, right? The pandemic budget rules were unique as people cut down on a lot of costs, like dining out and updating work wardrobes if you were working from home. But they may have spent more things like at-home entertainment. And others may have had to adjust their spending to help them coast through during a stint of unemployment. We understand that as well. So, and the pandemic may have also shifted something in your kind of mental list of needs and wants, right? Your needs and wants may be changed because you found by being at home you can live with a lot less than you thought. So as you adjust to the post-pandemic life, as we're calling it, take some time and review and tweak your monthly budget, and be sure to incorporate any changes in income, obviously, as well as readjustment to pre-pandemic spending or maybe change priorities. So those are good tips.
Well, you know, it came along and just slammed the door on a whole bunch of things, and people, some panicked or some just adjusted mm-hmm. as they went or said, okay, we need a new plan. Well, now coming out of it, you need another plan.
That's right. You very much do. So, and again, we're here to help.
Yep.
Our staff, you know, have helpful tips too.
Now, what's a good way to start rebuilding your savings if, you know, it kind of got chopped down a little bit?
Well, if you're one of the many Americans who were forced to dip into their savings or even to fully drain them during the pandemic, create a plan to get your savings back on track. So you're going to have to tighten your spending maybe in one area until you've built up an emergency fund that can keep you going for 3 to 6 months without an income. Or use a windfall, such as a work bonus or a tax refund, to get the bulk of your emergency funds in place. Mm-hmm. Once it's in place, your emergency fund, and it's up and running, continue to practice basic saving habits, such as setting aside 20% of your monthly income for savings, or whichever approach you prefer to use.
And some people, they might need to rethink their long-term and short-term financial goals as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the pandemic certainly prompted lots of people to reevaluate their goals. So take some time to rethink your long-term and short-term financial goals, then adjust your savings and your budget, like things we just talked about, accordingly. But as you move through this step, be sure to consider any long-term goals you may have put on hold during the pandemic, right? Because you didn't know, you know, we don't know what the future holds, and that's always true to some point. But maybe you stalled your contributions to your retirement accounts. Have you been making only the minimum payments on your credit cards? If any of these apply to you, be sure to revert your savings and debt payments back to pre-pandemic levels as soon as you can. You know, again, you want to try and stay ahead of the game.
Once again, this is Rock Solid Advice with Cornerstone Credit Union. We're in studio with Lorna and Melissa. I always like the phrase, look before you leap, or take all variables under consideration, or spend with caution, Melissa.
It's perfectly fine to enjoy a shopping spree in celebration of a return to pre-pandemic norms, but spend with caution. So I shouldn't go out and spend $500 on clothes. First, prepare to encounter inflated prices wherever you go. Your gas prices have jumped. The cost of many consumer goods have spiked. If you planned on purchasing a big ticket item like a new car, consider waiting until prices cool off. Also, you may be eager to make up for lost time, but no number of nights out on the town is going to bring back the months that you spent at home. To avoid irrational overspending, set up a budget before you hit the shops and only spend what you've planned.
And we know prices have gone up on cars and availability, but again, all the more reason, because sometimes you just need a car, right, to get to work or whatever. And come see Cornerstone, because we really have the best rates around. And, you know, we will make it affordable. Make sure and find you an affordable loan and recommend how much you should spend on the car. Sometimes people don't even know that. That goes back to that loan calculator. You know, maybe you think you could afford a $45,000 car, but maybe you really should have a more of a $30,000. So we're here to help.
Agreed.
And, of course, all that information, again, you can go to cornerstonecu.org or check out the Facebook page or just give them a call.
That's right. Exactly. We're here.
Brenda does a good job of updating.
Yes.
All right. Where are we?
Well, here? I think for trivia. Are we ready for trivia? Are you getting nervous, Tom?
No. No. Do I look nervous?
No, you look great. You look ready.
Did all the profuse sweating give it away, and the quivering voice and shaking over here? Is that what did it?
Well, Melissa's pretty. She is tough competition, I gotta say.
She's intimidating.
I've been lucky.
But it's all in fun, right?
I've been lucky, and it's been fun.
She's intimidating.
That's what they all say.
Only when it comes to trivia. Everything else.
Right.
Comes here at the credit union, she's not intimidating at all.
Definitely not.
Welcoming and ready to help. Ready to help. So we're going to do some sensational summer trivia. See what I did there?
Very nice.
Sensational.
Very
Thank
nice
you.
For the...
I'm here
for
all
the
week.
Season.
Yes.
You didn't look up the answers, did you?
No, I don't... No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes. Okay, well, who's going to start?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Ladies first. We'll just go with ladies
right.
first.
That
always
makes it
a, easy. Always a good rule. Okay.
Are you okay?
We have 10 questions, summer-related things here. Summer Bay is the setting for what TV soap opera?
Well, I don't watch soap operas. General Hospital?
Good guess. I've never heard of the soap opera. I'm guessing it's maybe newer. It's Home and Away, it's called.
Oh.
Home and Away. So, okay.
Right off the bat.
Okay. All right, Tom. LaDonna Adrienne Gaines was better known by what stage name?
LaDonna Adrienne Gaines. So I suspect that Donna is in there somewhere. LaDonna Adrienne, stage name. So it means she was just on stage, or did she do any movies?
No, she was a performer.
She was
a performer. I think that's fair to give him that. Because, yeah, stage name is, I would say.
Should I say Last Chance for Romance Donna Summer?
Ding, ding, ding! Wow!
Look at you!
You are smart. You did that. You pulled that Donna out. Donna Summer, known as the Queen of Disco, is the answer.
Last chance.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed how he figured that out. Okay. Woo, this is fun. All right. What country, Melissa, is often called the Land of the Rising Sun? Are you getting how each of these are related
yes,
to summer?
Yes, I am.
Getting that? Are you getting all that? Okay. Where's the sun?
I'm not sure, Lorna.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
just take a guess.
I'm going to go with America.
Okay. that is not correct.
I figure not.
We got the Olympics coming up, right? Japan. Japan is the correct answer.
Wow, I'm failing.
Did you know that, Tom? Oh, Tom.
Oh, he did.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Next one, Tom. What planet is closest to the sun?
Oh, Venus.
Ooh.
Mercury.
Oh.
Mark that too quick. This says Mercury. I don't even know, so I'm going with what the answers say here. Mercury. Okay. It's not one you think of very much often. All right, Melissa. American journalist Mary Schmick wrote what hit song released in 1999?
This is when my kid was born. I'm going to go with Summertime.
Good guess. But that's incorrect. So I'm going to ask Tom, since it's a song that maybe he knows.
Never heard of her.
I would never know this one myself. It's called Everybody's Free, and then they've got in parentheses, to wear sunscreen.
Wow.
You'll have to look that one up in here.
I'll have to play that one on my next one.
Yes.
Put that on my playlist.
Yes.
I guess that didn't hit the top 40.
I'm thinking that it did not. It's in the top 10 of the sensational.
I got some
trivia.
Tough questions, I'm telling you.
Wow. Okay. Number 6, this is Tom, right?
Really?
Summer of 69 was a hit for what music artist?
Used to put Cougar in for a middle name. That would be John Mellencamp.
Are you sure?
Summer of 69. Or could I go with...
Now Melissa's going, nope, that was your answer.
That was your answer? Yeah.
That is incorrect.
What? Who put the striped shirt and the whistle on with you? Huh? Are you going to play referee now?
Wow. Nope. I'm going to squirt my water bottle.
I can see why you thought that. But, of course, I have the answer, so it's easy for me.
Do you know the answer?
I think it's
Melissa?
Bryan Adams.
It is Bryan Adams.
B-R-Y-A-N, Bryan Adams.
She even got the spell.
Yeah, I grew up,
Yep. Okay, don't give anything away now.
So you're putting happy faces by all the ones you get right again, aren't you?
She does, happy faces.
That's just one.
Look what I did.
Look at Tom. Tom's got one.
Why don't you bring stickers next time?
Two. You got two. Okay. I got one.
Oh, Tom, you're in the lead.
Okay,
but this is Melissa's question, right? Number 7. What U.S. state would you find, or in what U.S. state would you find Daytona Beach?
That would be Florida.
Florida. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say.
Oh, come on. You had some
very
easy
nice,
ones.
Very nice.
What's going on with that?
Okay. Okay, this one's fun. I like this. Tom, I think you'll have fun with this. Neapolitan ice cream consists of 3 flavors, but can you name them? What are the 3 flavors?
Butter, brickle, coffee, mocha. No.
I was like, what?
Rocky Road. No. She's laughing.
He's teasing us.
Yes. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Very
ding
good.
Ding, 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 ding.
Somebody called my sweater I wore the other day that I look like a Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, I have a sweater that
it's
I call
striped like
Neapolitan.
That.
Okay, yeah. They're good colors together. Very nice.
Good job,
all right,
Tom.
Wow, we're running neck and neck here. All right, number 9, Melissa.
Oh.
What iconic music festival takes place in Somerset, England, each summer?
Wow.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. But you never know.
I have no idea. I mean,
you want to take a guess?
It's not Lollapalooza. It's
I don't think you're gonna.
Yeah, the Lollapalooza's in the States. Guess.
Tom, any guesses?
None whatsoever.
Now, I've not heard of this, but it's apparently every summer. So, the Glastonbury Festival.
I should have known that.
Of course.
If I go, I'll make sure I go to England in the summer.
Go to England
so I can
next
check that out.
And check it out. Oh my gosh! So where are we at the score, Melissa?
Oh man! 1, 2, 3. Tom's got 3.
Yes.
And I've only got 2.
What? So even if Tom, if Tom's a winner,
we don't know this last one.
But he can put the cherry on top if he gets this one. What annual summer sports event takes place in the Roland Garros Stadium?
Annual.
Every summer.
Sports event.
Sports.
Roland Garros Stadium, which I am no idea that we went to stadium. Roland Garros Stadium. Sporting event, so it means it has a specific name.
It does.
And
it does.
I don't, Roland Garros, so it means it's probably not in this country. I don't have the slightest clue. I don't.
Melissa?
I'm going to go with Wimbledon.
You were very close.
Oh, no, it's the French Open.
It's the French Open.
I knew it was one of them.
It is the French Open tennis tournament.
I didn't know.
Wow, I would not have known, Tom.
No.
And I like tennis, so.
I feel better than that.
I like tennis.
I used to watch that.
Yeah, see?
I don't play well.
Well, that was pretty darn close.
Yeah,
guys.
These
were kind of
high five.
These were kind of tough.
Winner.
This is the first one.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
First one. You've been slaughtering me off for over a year and a half.
That was hard. I'm going to give this quiz to my staff.
We all learned. Oh, there. That's a great idea.
It is.
That's a great idea.
See, if you were listening to the radio show, you'll have the answers when
quiz
you.
It's a test. Well, great. Just another reason to listen to Rock Solid Advice every month.
Because it's fun.
Share it with your friends.
Yeah. I win one out of months, once in a while.
Yes.
Nice job.
Wow. That was fun.
So make sure you, check out CCU, and it's really easy. You can just go online, cornerstonecu.org. Updated frequently Facebook page.
Yes. Every couple of days we have a new Facebook post, and we ask you to like us and to share our messages with your friends. But again, we try and put not just Cornerstone information, which of course is important, but just some tips on financial management and also invite you to some community events.
Yes.
They're happening.
Yes,
they are.
Don't forget, Freeport Branch opened up yesterday. And you can stop by and see Melissa at the Sterling Branch Monday, August 2nd. Then we'll get everything else flowing from there.
Yes. And call us, anytime. We have a nice call center.
Yep.
People ready to help you by phone or use our online tools. Use our what we call our e-services or our digital tools. You can
the loan
make transfers and you can apply for it. Thank you, Melissa. You can apply for a loan online or apply to be a member or a savings account. Maybe you want a CD. Yep.
And you'll always be in touch with one of us, once you do that. So
that's right.
We always take care of it.
Make sure
they've all come together
good.
And we've all helped each other out with each other's members.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have a great team at Cornerstone.
Agreed.
All right. Puts the wraps on Rock Solid Advice for this July. Thank you, ladies.
Yay. Thank you, Tom.
Happy summer, Tom.
Cornerstone Credit Union. Financial solution. Rock Solid Advice.